Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. We do the battles, too. Okay.
You're funny, David.
There we go. All the noisemakers.
Thanks, Dave.
Here we are.
Thanks, Dave.
That's what I'm here for.
Well, actually, the full moon for the month of April was actually on Monday, April 26th. And it was a super pink moon.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, it does show up kind of a hazy, quasi-pinkish color.
Yeah.
During this month, which is, I guess, where the name came from. But there are other names for it. For this time of the year, I've seen other names, but it is worth noting, and there's pictures.
Uh-huh.
There's pictures on the internet, and the internet never lies, right? There are other names for the full moon of April, and it's called, other names are the sprouting grass moon, the fish moon, the hare moon, the egg moon. So some of those names also probably coincide with maybe Easter-type celebrations. Beginning of spring. Mm-hmm. Not everybody celebrates the spring.
It's also known as a pink moon because it is the time that moss pink, also known as phlox subulata, or wild ground phlox, or creeping phlox, one of the first spring wildflowers, starts to appear in certain parts of the country.
There you go. So it's a time that is associated with flowering and blooming.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no surprise that there's a lot of different types of growth-related things that are going on.
Yep.
And one of the reasons why I wanted us to do, and we've been doing this for a little while anyway, number one, it's because, well, you can't really wrap a maypole with two people, although I guess technically you could. That would make things really complicated. And it would take a really long time, unless it was a little bitty maypole.
Kind of shorter, more big around, and wider ribbon.
Yes.
And it wouldn't have to ripen so much, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Which is one of the lessons we've learned doing different Beltanes and different maypoles and stuff is, you know, the wider the ribbon, the fewer times you have to go around and around and around the pole. And if you have a group of people doing it, especially a group of older, heavier, less in shape, less
aerobically fit, you
less
mean?
Less aerobically inclined people doing it, yes. The wider ribbons are a good idea.
Yeah. So, and the fact that we're on the air,
yeah.
And although we are talking about also broadcasting it live via Facebook, we're talking about the logistics that surround that.
Hello.
And there are a few things we'll have to do and to find a good space and get things set up. Right now, we're doing podcasts. And so it's better to do rituals where you, the listener, can have an opportunity for you to participate in your own way with your own kinds of things that you have at home and not have to worry about whether or not you're wearing the right clothes or you've got the right candles or you've got the right accoutrements. That's okay. That's why we're here. And also, it's just a good way to continue to connect to others in some way, shape, or form. It also gives people an opportunity to have some sort of ritual when they might not have been able to otherwise. And because Thursday is our scheduled show night, we always try to have our ritual show as close to that full moon as possible, like the closest number of days. And so this time around, it just happens to have fallen a few days before, the full moon happened to fall a few days before our show, but then that makes it convenient and timely for us to be able to combine that with a Beltane ritual. And I'll be incorporating a few different things. One of the things I also was reading in months past was that the month of April or the full moon of April can be a good time to harvest energy related to the winds of change. And that because April is still for many in the Northern Hemisphere a time of transition between the colder months and the beginning of the warmer days of spring, segueing into summer. And likewise, if you are in the Southern Hemisphere, this month segues into more autumnal energy and activity and whatever seasonally appropriate things are going on in your part of the world based on where you live. And it really depends on where you are in the Southern Hemisphere. You might have more cooler weather, or it might be the beginning of a wet season or the beginning of a dry season. But this is a time of change. This month really is a time where there's a lot of seasonal changes going on, regardless of the part of the hemisphere you live in. So that's why we'll be working a little bit with wind, not strong stormy winds of tornadoes and harsher weather patterns, but the gentle winds, or maybe a little bit of the brisk winds that can move things in or move things out. Interestingly, and you know there are no coincidences in life, within the past couple of days, I've also either listened to a podcast or read an article about the ancient ways that Beltane was most likely to have been celebrated. Now, in modern neo-pagan Beltane celebrations, for some people, fertility of people is a component. Honoring the fertility of the land and harnessing the fertility of the land with the use of a maypole is done. But that's a newer thing. Newer as compared to very ancient pre-Christian pagan practices. Interestingly, just a couple of days ago, Jason Mankey, who is a blogger and an author, was writing about the fires of Beltane and how these particular types of celebration, and Beltane in particular, is more of an Irish Celtic celebration rather than a celebration of all that all Celtic peoples would have done, because the Celts were all over the place in Europe. And he talked about those Beltane fires and what they were used for, and not 24 hours after, Selena Fox, who has her show every Wednesday night, Nature Spirituality Show, also was talking about the fires of Beltane and different ways to utilize those fires, using different kinds of fires, whether it's the use of small candles in your home, or whether you're outdoors and you have two Beltane fires and you walk between the fires, or whether or not you jump over the fires. If you want to incorporate some of those kinds of energies, but you don't have that kind of place to do that, the fires of candles work really well for that. So we'll be doing a couple of different things. I'm going to be welcoming our guardians of our sacred directions and our elements, and welcoming our moon goddess, welcoming our deities of Beltane, and we're going to do two parts. The first will be to use these winds of change to end the moon's waning energy, to continue to work on blowing away and letting those winds take away things that no longer serve us. I'm going to keep it intentionally general because there's so many different things that you can use that for. And then I'm going to bless some seeds that will represent new growth and new opportunities for you in the coming growing season of this year. So take a breath and relax. Take some deep breaths in and out. Take a moment to ground yourself, plant your feet firmly on the floor of the place that you are in your sacred space. And as I cast the circle of energy and protection to visualize a bright light that surrounds the place that you are sitting, whether you have a small place small spot or a small altar in front of you, visualize yourself being engulfed in a bright, welcoming light. And with this bright, magical light, envision yourself feeling warm and protected. And as we expand the circle outward, let that circle and that egg, whatever that shape is for you, expand beyond the boundaries of the room that you are in. And take a breath. And push that bubble just a little bit farther out so that now the place where you live, whether it is an apartment or townhome or house of any size, that bright, welcoming, safe light encompasses the place that you call home. Now envision that expanding beyond the boundaries of the place you live and let it expand a little bit outward to encompass maybe the property that your home is on or your townhouse or your apartment or the place that you are sharing with other humans or four-legged friends. Now envision in your mind's eye this brilliant warm light shooting out from your bubble into the sky, into the cosmos, and visualize it connecting with other bright rays of light of energy, and know as you do so, you're connected to all others in the here and the now and in the time beyond. The circle is cast. We are between, blessed be. And as I turn my attention to the east, I welcome the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air into this space. May we be blessed with the winds of change to bring good opportunities into our life. May our elementals, guardians, and spirits of this element and this sacred direction bring us messages from our deities and our ancestors. And may they help to send our messages and prayers to our deities and our ancestors. May we be blessed with the power of intellect, of a clear mind and sharp focus, so that way we may make good life decisions. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the East and Air, we welcome you. Blessed be. And we turn our direction and face the south, home of the noonday sun. And we welcome and honor the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the sacred fires and the sacred direction of south into our sacred space. May we be blessed with those fires to purify us, to protect us. May the spark of creativity bring us opportunities, abundance for growth. May those fires keep us motivated. And may they light the fires in the head for creativity, for those who are storytellers and music makers and artists. And may they help to stoke those fires of creativity in everything we do in our daily life. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the sacred fires and south, we welcome you. Blessed be. And we turn our direction and face the west, home of the setting sun. And we welcome spirits, elementals, and guardians of the waters of the earth and the sacred direction of west into our sacred space tonight. And may we be blessed with the soothing waters to heal us, mind, body, and soul, to lend us the powers of intuition, to help us be more compassionate and empathetic. And to aid us with forgiving others and ourselves. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the west and water, we welcome you. Blessed be. As we turn our attention to the north. We welcome spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and earth into our sacred space tonight. May we be blessed with abundance, however that manifests. May we have strength, the physical strength, in all of our endeavors. May we be blessed with grounding. And may we be blessed from the powers of the earth itself, the bones upon which we stand. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the North Earth, we welcome you. Blessed be. And now we welcome our goddesses of the moon. Full moon goddesses of many names from many different cultures. We welcome you here. Bless us with your powerful energies to guide us, to hear our messages, to give us insight, wisdom. To be that powerful force that we draw upon in the here and now and times to come. Great goddesses of many different cultures, Grandmother Moon, Luna, Selene, Artemis, Bast, and many others by many different names. We welcome you. Blessed be. And we welcome our deities of Beltane, this ancient fire festival. May the fires of Beltane purify us, protect us. May they drive out that which no longer serves and be that force of power, that spark within us. May these gods and goddesses of the spring of Beltane bless our planet with fertility, with abundance, with growth, so that all living things may flourish. Goddesses and gods of spring of Beltane, we welcome you. Blessed be. Something interesting in my hand that I just sort of put together at the last minute. We've had a number of birds come into our possession over the years that have fallen maybe on a path where we walked or in our own backyard.
Right.
And I'm not quite sure what some of these are. Some I think I know, others not so much. And I just decided I would bundle these together. And earlier this month, we did have more windy weather that represented the winds of change. But, of course, tonight here in Virginia, it is very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
There are no breezes. So I have my own winds of change. There you go.
Okay.
When in doubt, improvise.
Feathers.
Feathers. But you can use anything that you have. You can make your own paper fan. You remember doing those as kids, right?
Yeah.
Let's take a few moments. And visualize those things in our life that we have no more use of. They can be bad habits. They can be just negative energy, negative thoughts that have been rattling around in our head. You can visualize it as a smoke of a particular color. And either with the help of a fan or feathers or just something that you visualize in your own mind's eye, you can represent those things any number of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Think about those things. And just visualize them blowing away. Negative thoughts. Bad habits. Self-doubt. Sadness. Stagnation. We're just going to whisk these away. Just think about all these things you just want to remove from your life, remove from the place that you are in. You can also think about this perhaps with the visualization of a broom.
Oh, yeah.
Sweeping those things away. And as we think of where we are in spring, for some it might be a little earlier in spring. For some it might be full in the middle or later part of spring.
True.
Depending on where you live. And the next time a storm comes or a breezy day, think about those winds and any time you want to get rid of things. So imagine them being removed from yourself, from your life, from your home, from the sacred spaces where you dwell. And so the other big thing that I wanted to do is to let's do some planting. Planting of a thought, an idea, a plan, something that you're not sure what you want to do, you don't know what direction you want to go in. It can be anything. It can be new opportunities in your professional life, maybe a new job, maybe a promotion, maybe exploring educational opportunities, maybe it's just exploring opportunities for personal growth. And so let's sit back for a minute. We're going to do a short visualization. And again, put your feet flat on the floor. Close your eyes. And in your mind's eye, picture a place in the woods, maybe where you live, maybe a place that you've visited before. Maybe it's just a forest that you've never really been to, but it's something that just pops up in your mind. And you're walking through this forest. And you look around. Start to pay attention to all the greenery that you see around you. Look at the trees. What kind of trees are they? Are they pine trees or fir, spruce trees? Are they cedars? Are they flowering trees? Dogwoods or maples? Apple trees, oak trees, trees with flowers of many different shapes and colors. As you walk farther along, just look around, marveling at the bright green that you see around you. Look at the leaves of those trees. Maybe they're oaks, willows, beech, maple. Now stop in front of any one of them, whichever one calls to you. Put your hands on the trunk. Feel the bark. Take a minute and as you do so, feel this energy coursing through the tree, slow and steady, the quiet energy. Of this tree. Maybe it's a young tree. Maybe it's a very old tree with branches so high you cannot see the top. take a look around you again. Now look below you. Do you see flowers, ferns, tiny little green plants? And now listen all around you. Listen to the rustling of the leaves. Listen to the birds singing to each other, woodpeckers tapping. Tapping on the trees. Or the squirrels chattering along, running through the branches. Now let these sights and sounds and these smells, the smell of earth, fill you up and charge you . Feel yourself being charged like a battery. Feel yourself growing a little warmer. Look at yourself, you're growing, becoming brighter and more brilliant. As you take this springtime energy into you, know that you can use this energy to charge your endeavors and to provide that energy for growth in your life. And what we are going to do in the here and now is we have seeds, a variety of different sources, sunflowers, and wildflowers. We're going to use this to charge our seeds for new growth. Any type of opportunity, job growth, personal growth, healing, continued good health, abundance in every way, shape, and form. Springtime energy, be with me, be within me, be around me. Spring growth come. 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 Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And I'm going to take these seeds. I have...
some sunflower seeds?
Yes. And I've got a bunch of wildflowers. I'm going to put seeds. I'm going to put them in pots. I'm going to put the sunflowers in the ground because we...
probably start those in pots or something first, though, and then put them in the ground.
Maybe. Although, I could put them straight into the ground.
I'm just saying, like, just to keep track of them. And
oh, to keep track.
You know, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Give them a good start.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Although it was in the mid-80s today. Certainly warm enough.
But we need to do some weeding and cleaning and stuff like that.
What?
The new seeds to compete with that kind of stuff.
What? What?
I know. We need to clean up our garden.
We do need to clean up our garden. It was cooler and rainy, and now it's not. So we need to do the do stuff while we have good weather to do it. So
before it's too late to do it.
We will plant in various pots and other things and get this going and get them in the ground so that whatever energies, whatever opportunities.
Oh, yeah. 70 tomorrow, Saturday.
You need to have happen? Well, we've got seeds here that we've charged.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Now, what's cool about sunflowers is last year we had sunflowers that grew, and the seeds, the birds loved them. There were birds that came by, songbirds, stuff that came by, blue jays, and with the cardinals coming by too, and some others, they came by and picked the seeds out of the flowers. Little mess. They made a little bit of a mess.
It was a little bit mess. Yeah, there were shells
everywhere. But, So,
And I will say that there are a number of different types of sunflowers. And this particular type is there's a common name. It's the mammoth type. It grows like 7-8-ish feet tall. And this is the type that does produce the flower, one or two, usually just one big single flower at the top. And it produces
12 inches across. I mean, that's big.
As big as at least a salad plate.
Yeah.
And
as big as your head.
As big as your head. And so once it started drying, we just chopped off the top, and we let the heads just stay outside, and they dried. And, of course, the seeds dried out as well, and the birds just flocked to them. And I set them up kind of weirdly in different pots and other things and just set the heads upward.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to town. They
liked them.
Yeah, they liked them.
Yeah.
And I had really no intention of even harvesting them. I just wanted to see what would happen. And the birds really, really liked it. So Mother Nature.
Made friends with the birds.
Made friends with the birds. So... we've got some good things to start our intentions with or to continue with intentions, because really you can do things and you can start things at any time of the year. You can set things on a lunar schedule. You can set things on a seasonal schedule. That is okay.
Yep.
And he used this time to think about what you want to really focus on or what things you might want to focus on. People now have something to look forward to. More and more people are getting vaccinated, and the vaccine works. And even if you have a little bit of discomfort, it certainly is worth the benefits of having it because new opportunities will arise from that, and we will be able to be with our family, with our tribe sooner rather than later. And so we would like to thank our deities who stopped by. Come on in and sit a spell. I know. What are you going to do?
Right.
We thank our deities of spring, the Green Man, Cornunos, Brigid. The goddess of the moon and the sun and fertility,
yeah.
Bast, and Grandmother Moon, and Selene, and Artemis, and Arianrod, and Luna, for being with us, for being in our circle tonight, for being in our sacred space, for lending us their energies of enlightenment, of wisdom, of protection, and of guidance. Go if you must, but stay if you will. We would like it if you did. Gods and goddesses of spring and the moon, we thank you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we thank the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and earth, and of the west and water, and of the south and the sacred fires, and of the east and the air, for being with us, for lending us your energies of strength, grounding, intellect, wisdom, passion, creativity, intuition, and compassion. In this circle and always. Spirits, guardians, and elementals of the sacred directions, we thank you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
As you look back, visualize that beam of energy that went out in the here and now and in the beyond, know that you are always connected to community, that you are not alone, and that you do have family and tribe and members of your pagan community, regardless of your own particular path or tradition. As we bring that bubble back in into our homes, back into the building that we occupy, and then back in to the room that we are in, and bring that energy back into yourself. Take what you need and ground the rest back into the earth. And know that you are connected and protected. And that these energies reside in you, in that center of yourself. The circle is open but unbroken. Merry meet, and merry part, and merry meet again. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we would like to thank everyone who listened here now is listening in the time to come. And we've got some miscellaneous announcements. What are we doing next month? Well, next month, I have an idea.
Okay.
Next month, we're going to have our full moon ritual focus on the goddess Bast.
Yep.
And there's some things about her that's kind of unique as a goddess, the evolution, you could say, of the worship of Bast as a goddess. Selena did a show just a couple of weeks ago on it, which was actually, it was really good. And there was all sorts of different ways you can honor her and work with her. So we're going to be working with her energies for the full moon that is towards the end of May. And for a mid-month show, I'm not quite sure yet. I'm leaning in the direction of solar or fire celebrations around the world. They got me to thinking about it. Jason Mankey had his blog, and then Selena had her show, her podcast, last night about the fires of Beltane, and those are not the only types of festivals or seasonal celebrations where people incorporate the use of fire. So we're going to be talking about that. There's some other things that we have seen, summer solstice rituals as well. So we're going to be talking about fiery things and how fire is incorporated into seasonal celebrations.
Yeah,
kind of got me thinking about that with Beltane and a bunch of other things. And so we'll take a trip around the world. And we've also seen other folk traditions that happen in Spain and places in Europe as well.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what we've got on tap.
Because you saw something that happens up in northern Spain where with fire, where they, for the summer solstice, where they do things where they go up on a mountain on a hill. And there's stuff that they do, and they light these big torches, and then they process down the hill and down the roads and into the town, and do a big fire thing in the middle in the square and stuff. And in Spain, it looked really neat. We'll look at it. We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that. Yeah. It's cool, and it's interesting that there were obvious pagan overtones to it, but it was not described as such.
Right.
So we would call it an interreligious or folk ways. Selena likes to use that term, folk ways.
Uh-huh.
Northern Spanish folk ways. There you go. So that's what we've got going on in May. Selena's got shows in May as well. And so check out Circle's website.
Yep.
David just did all that stuff just the other day.
So, Selena's, here we go. So, in Nature Spirituality, Selena has on, this is the Wednesday shows that Selena does. On the 5th, she'll talk about Greenwood Magic, working with a forest in springtime. On the 12th, New Moon Meditations. On the 19th, Wednesday the 19th, she's talking about tree spirits, working with trees of different types. And on May 26th, Wednesday the 26th, full moon meditations. And then we have her rerun shows, her encore presentations that take place on Sundays. And for May, she'll start on the 2nd, this coming weekend, this coming Sunday night, Beltane Fairy Folk Magic Rite, connecting with the flowering of the greenwood and the magic of fairy folk and original meditation. I need to change the spelling on that. The Sunday after that, the 9th, fertility magic, Then the 16th, Maiden Goddess of the Waxing Moon. On the 23rd is a discussion she had with Janice White where they talked about racial equality, the pagan voices on racial equality that was originally aired on in 2014. And then on May 30th, because Memorial Day is that time, she has an encore of the discussion she had with Roberta Stewart, where they talked about the Veteran Pentacle Quest and the quest to get the Pentacle approved by the Department of Veterans Affairs. So really good topics that Selena's covering this month. Her encore shows are top-notch, and the Wednesday live programs that she also streams on Facebook on her Selena Fox Updates Facebook page.
Right.
So you can watch her there, too. Laura Gonzalez on May 10th on Lunatic Mondays, Mother's Day with Florence Edwards Miller and B. And on the 24th, she'll be talking with Cindy Brannon about her devotion to Hecate, psychology, healing, and witchcraft.
Oh.
That'll be cool. Monday, May 24th, yeah. Yep. And then Deb is doing music this month on Circle Talk. On the 4th, next Tuesday, she will be talking with multiple members of the band Spiral Rhythm. They're always fun. They're PSG favorites, Circle favorites, always a good time. And on the 18th, one of our favorites as well, Wendy Rule, will be joining Deborah Rose to talk about what she's got going on. And that's always a cool conversation with Wendy on the show. And lots of stuff on Paganos del Mundo on the Saturdays in Spanish and Portuguese. Check those out on the Circle website. I'm not going to try to describe them because I don't speak Spanish or Portuguese nearly well enough to describe these. So you can check them out on the Circle website.
Yeah, without butchering the language, certainly. Yeah, so we'd like to thank
you.
I know, right? That's never a good thing to do. So we'd like to thank everybody listening now or in the future, and thank everybody who's really listened and helped spread the word about our network, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts. So what would you like to end the show with? Celia had that song, the Beltane song.
Oh, yeah.
You played it last night.
I played it last night at the end of Selena's show. That's a good song.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
I don't want to say we're fanboys and girls, but we are sort of fanboys and girls of Celia.
Yeah.
We have a lot of her stuff.
Yeah.
We have a lot of her stuff.
And she's really cool and does a lot of cool stuff. And if you support her through Patreon, you get all kinds of goodies that she's always sent, and links to other new songs that she's writing and concerts that she does and all this stuff. So, you know, just a few bucks a month to support her, keep her going, is always a good thing, too, on Patreon. So we'll close out with the Beltane song, Dance the Night Away.
I'm ready.
Julia. It's a good one. Okay?
All right. Thank you, and many blessings, everyone.
Bless it be.
Nighty-da-dee-dee-day, we'll dance the night away. Happy Beltane, everyone, gather round and bring a drum, celebrate the summer sun, and we'll dance the night away. Happy 1st of May to you. Wear your bells and bring your food. May you be blessed in all you do. And we'll dance the night away.
Fire and build it high.
Kiss the earth and touch the sky. everyone, gather round and bring the drum. Celebrate the summer sun, we'll dance the night away. Happy 1st of May to you, wear your bells and bring your flute. May you be blessed in all you do and dance the night away. As if we'll never die, and we'll dance the night away.
Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNPodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings. And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary. And